Bayer, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer. Those are just a few of the companies being sued by Wisconsin. Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager says 20 drug companies have violated state consumer protection and antitrust laws.
We believe that taxpayers in the state, as well as the state's consumers, are getting essentially a raw deal in terms of the prices they're paying for prescriptions because of this practice.
Lautenschlager says the pharmaceuticals publish falsely inflated average wholesale prices, or AWPs. The state and private insurers use AWPs to determine how much they'll reimburse pharmacies for drugs issued to the state's poor, elderly, and disabled. Lautenschlager says Medicare patients are responsible for paying 20% of their drug costs. Those payments are also based on the AWPs. Lautenschlager will seek an undetermined amount of restitution. The attorney general says the main point of filing suit is getting transparency for patients.
And transparency essentially involves consumers' right to know the kinds of drugs they're taking and why they are paying those costs. We are encouraged by the fact that there are a number of states joining or also putting forth a litigation like this, because we have learned as attorneys general that indeed we have power in numbers.
Wisconsin becomes the 14th state to file suit against drug companies. Lautenschlager likens the prescription drug suits to the tobacco litigation of the 1990s. That movement started with individual states suing cigarette makers. Then the states joined together to work out a master settlement. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.